Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Pei Aleph from Masech Deserven. The topics we learn about include: the first Mishnah records a machlekes where the whole loaves of bread are necessary for the Erev, or even partial loaves, and perhaps even other foods are also okay. The Gemara defines what is considered a whole loaf, and discusses which grains can be used to make bread. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph records a machlekes whether a person can join an Erev by giving money to a storekeeper, and having the storekeeper contribute food to the Erev on his behalf. This leads into a discussion of somebody making an Erev for another person without his consent, and a more general discussion of whether transferring money alone can affect a kinyan. The Daf concludes with a discussion of the rule that we paskin like a Behuda in Hilchas Erevin, and whether whenever Behuda uses the word Bameh, he is just explaining and not arguing on the earlier Tana. Some of the key terms and concepts that come up on today's Daf include Eva. Sometimes Chazal made a special takanas in order to avoid situations that would lead to animosity, sometimes between Jews and non-Jews, and sometimes even between Jews. Shemayachzer davar l'kukulay. Sometimes the takanas d'rabbanan remains intact, even when the reason for it no longer applies, just in case conditions return to the way they were when the takanas were made. Dimua is a mixture of truma and chulin, where if the truma is 1% or less, we can remove that amount and eat the rest of the mixture. But if the truma is more than 1%, the entire mixture is treated like truma. Zochan la'adam shalei b'fanav, ve'ein chavan la'adam shalei b'fanav. We can do something positive on behalf of another person without his explicit approval, but cannot do anything that can be bad for him without him making us a shliach to do it.